This November, the Treasure Valley will get a brand new children's museum, specifically geared toward children 2 to 8. The Children's Museum of Idaho will feature exhibits themed around trains, dinosaurs, a grocery store, and outer space. And rather than a structured environment, the Children's Museum of Idaho will provide guides and tools for parents, encouraging them to lead their kids through the museum. Joining me now are Dan Bassalone and J.C. Jones, two of the founders of the Children's Museum of Idaho. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
So, first of all, where it will be, just off Interstate 84 Meridian, Meridian Road and Central, and near, people might remember, Tony Roma's restaurant or Dupas Boomer's, but that's where it is. Longtime Meridians might know the space.
Yes, we're taking over a space that's been vacant for about 7 years. And as you mentioned, it used to be a Tony Roma's and a Dupas Boomer's restaurant. It's right near Winco and Home Depot, right off I-84 at Meridian Road, where you mentioned.
And 790 South Progress is our address and accessible by GPS.
Well, let me fact check my opening statement. Really? A new children's museum? Where is the nearest children's museum here from the Treasure Valley?
There isn't one in this area. There's a new museum that opened geared towards children in Pocatello, and there's a gal up in the Coeur d'Alene area who's hoping to start one as well. But otherwise, our nearest ones are in the Seattle area, Denver, Portland. Salt Lake has about 5 within 100 miles of Salt Lake City. But in this area, we are going to be standalone.
How long have you been working on this project?
We, JC and I, have been working on this project for about 6 or 7 years. We have other members of our board who've been dreaming this dream for 15 years. So it is something that has been thought of in this community for many, many years. It's been on surveys, citizen surveys in Meridian, and has always come out at the top of the list of activities that citizens would like to see in this area.
And why did you pick that target age, 2 to 8?
I think it is an underserved age in the area. We have fantastic other opportunities. The Discovery Center of Idaho is another facility that we have partnered with on some things. They target older children, ages 12 and up, about.
And that's based in Boise.
It is, yes, absolutely. And they're a wonderful facility, a STEM-based facility. But there isn't anything for the younger children. And so it definitely takes an area of our population and provides activities that are desperately needed. And the Treasure Valley is growing with lots of new young families that are looking for those educational opportunities where kids really can learn in the style that comes natural to them.
And Dan, you said it often appeared as answers on surveys in Meridian and surrounding areas.
Yes.
Do you think this museum might even have an economic impact on the area?
Oh, it will definitely have an economic impact. In fact, that's why it was first discussed as part of urban renewal in the Meridian city downtown area, was an activity that would bring people to downtown that is family-oriented, and that was the basic need for it. Demographic studies have shown that up to 10,000 young children live in the Treasure Valley between ages 0 and 10. And so there is definitely a need. And if you look around at facilities, even the private facilities, the fun and game facilities in this area, very, very few of them are geared to children that are between preschool and second grade.
And JC, can you speak about the emphasis on parental engagement in the exhibits? Why is that important, and what might it look like?
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite parts. I have a 10-year-old, so I can tell you on a personal aspect, I think something magical happens when a child and a parent engage in learning together. I think that parents taking an active role in their child's education is really important. It helps continue to build family values and trust between child and parent. And you know, I think parents have so much wisdom to impart to their children, and children really look to their parents to be that first teacher, and keeping that relationship growing and those children engaged all the way through elementary school, I think, is really important. And it will help build on and support curriculum that they're learning in school. So the parents can take an active role in what they're learning, even in that capacity. And by the learning guides that we'll provide, even for a parent maybe who doesn't have a background in education, they'll have the tools that they need to communicate what the lesson is that the child can learn in the particular exhibit. and help really facilitate a really nice question and answer opportunity between the child and the parent, hopefully an unplugged one. We're trying to go for a cell phone free zone.
Sure. So you won't have a bored dad on a smartphone while the kid is building blocks. You're looking for engagement and lessons even.
Absolutely. Yes. The parent should be the teacher in these scenarios.
We're speaking with J.C. Jones and Dan Bassalone with the Treasure Valley's first Children's Museum. Again, it's expected to open in November. Dan, how is it funded?
Well, it's funded like most nonprofits through memberships. Hopefully, we have parents who will invest in annual memberships so they can bring their children anytime during the year and experience the museum in that way. We also are, obviously, we're looking for sponsors for named exhibits and for naming rights and other donations for the museum. So the three main ways are memberships, sponsorships, and donations.
And JC, you're not looking just at static exhibits. You're looking for a schedule eventually of exhibit rotation.
Yes, absolutely. Some of our larger exhibits will be built into the museum just because of cost of construction. But the hope is that programming can change about every 2 years. Currently, our sponsorships that we're providing for the exhibit is for a 2-year guarantee. And then the hope would be that that material can rotate so the content stays fresh and new and keeps families wanting to come back and seeing what we have to offer.
Dan said there are some 10,000 children aged under 10.
Some 90 to 100,000 children.
I'm sorry, 90 to 100,000 in the Valley. And there are more than 300 children museums nationally. Are some of those providing inspiration for you?
Oh, absolutely. One of our board members who formerly owned a travel agency has visited over 70 different children's museums around the country. We belong to the Children's Museum Association of America. And what we found is that there is great reciprocity between these museums. For instance, we have contact with the museum in Portland. We're going to approach them that within 2 years we swap exhibits. That way it minimizes the cost for us and for the other museums, and we can still keep new activities coming into the museum.
And JC, are there specific museums you visited? The one in San Antonio, Texas, sticks out in my mind that some of these museums really are world-class institutions now for children.
Yeah. Absolutely. I particularly have enjoyed the Portland Children's Museum. My daughter and I are traveling to Salt Lake City next month to visit. 4 is our goal while we are down in that area. Imagine Children's Museum is one that has actually supplied a lot of materials that we're currently using in marketing. If you're on our Facebook page or things like that, a lot of the photos that we've used have been at Imagine Children's Museum's offering, and they've provided it to us and approved us to use their materials as well. So there's definitely a community when it comes to these children's museums.
Yeah. And I might mention that I've worked with many museums in the Los Angeles area in my capacity as a teacher and school administrator there. And one of the museums that I recall most vividly is the La Habra Children's Museum, which started similar to the Children's Museum of Idaho 40 years ago. And if you go to that museum now, you see a wonderful, vibrant museum that has continued for many years. And it was great to be in the inception of that museum and great to be here.
And in the time remaining, JC, we hear that you hope to have a special program planned for Mondays. While the museum might be closed to the general public. Might you describe that?
Absolutely. We every Monday will have the museum closed specifically so that we can attract children who have sensory sensitivities. So kids with maybe autism who need low auditory stimulation, the lights will be turned down, sounds will be turned down so that it becomes a very inclusive environment for those children. And that's something that is absolutely underserved in our area. It's the whole goal with this is that we can really teach children in every learning style and make sure that we are welcoming to those families as well.
Well, they're a few months away from opening day in November, but we appreciate the time. For Dan Bassalone and J.C. Jones, representing the Children's Museum of Idaho, set to open in Meridian. Thanks so much.
Thank you
for
Tom.
Having us.
Thank you.